This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, Saturdays are meant for Faye.
Yeah.
I'm a Saturday person.
Saturday is Faye Day. We should change it on the calendar.
That's right. That's right, to Faye Day. And then everybody say, oh, it's Faye Day. We get to do this, this, and this. We get to go out and just run wild.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea. I wonder who we have to contact to get that to happen.
I don't know, but it's worth trying.
It is.
You know, you never know till you try.
Yeah.
The people that never succeed in life are always afraid. They're always afraid. They won't go out and try anything new. Their comfort zone is such a tight little knit place. They won't expand their horizons.
Yeah, they don't. And it gets scary. I've seen the numbers and the statistics, the metrics for when people, try to do something, and it gets very hard. And some people will dream, and then other people will dream, and then they'll go for it. And then most people will dream, go for it, and then as soon as they have their first roadblock or failure or stumble or whatever, they give up. And that's usually where the wheels fall off. So most people don't.
That's right.
Don't go forward.
Well, and a lot of people are afraid to try. You know, they just sit back and let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to go forward and say, you know, I might could do that if I've tried, if I got out here and showed a little spunk. Hmm. But they just sit in that little cubicle and they never move off high center.
Yeah.
And you'll never know what you're going to accomplish in life unless you try.
That's true. I've read so many stories about people that have a great idea, and then they'll think about it for, you know, a couple hours, a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, and then they'll talk themselves out of it and go right back to where they were. So that's sad.
Well, and, you know, it brings to mind when I was a young girl just starting out, and I went into the insurance business. You know, I was 20-something years old. How many people at 20-something would have the audacity to say, I'm going to go in the insurance business. I think I can do this. Well, I was married to a guy that worked for a newspaper, and he was an introvert. I mean, just, you know, he did the same thing every day and every day. And one day I was in Perryton, Texas. I'll never forget. And I had a lady that worked for me there, and I went to her house to talk to her, and the doorbell rang, and it was my husband. And I said, what are you doing here? I quit my job. I'm going to go in business with you. I go, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm going, oh, what do I say and do? And I go, you got to be kidding. Nope, I quit my job.
Oh, wow. Just like that.
Just like that. And I'm going, oh, what do I do now? What do I do, Lord? And I said, well, okay, let's see what you can do. Well, I knew he couldn't do it. You know, I knew he was introverted. He, you know, people like that do real well in a setting where it's controlled, you know. And this lasted 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh.
And I finally told him, I said, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go get a job. I said, you know, you can't do this. It's not for you, you know. Oh. I said, you just can't do it. You can't go out here and talk to people and sell insurance. And, you know, he's too timid, you know. It's not for the timid, as you know.
Yeah.
And I got him to go get another job, and I never forgot that there's some people that are meant for some jobs and some are not. But he just thought he just quit his job, just come work with me, and it was going to work out.
Wow.
And I go, I'm going, oh my gosh, how bad can it get?
Oh boy. You knew right then and there you were in trouble.
I knew I was in trouble. And I knew we weren't going to make any money except the money I was making, because I knew he couldn't go out here and make an appointment with someone, go to their home, and talk to them about insurance. I knew that wasn't going to work.
Wow.
But it was a good experience for what it was worth.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like he was the kind of person that would ever expect to just quit their job to begin with. And so I'm sure when he showed up, you were about to pick your jaw off the floor.
I was. I didn't know what to say or do. I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. And I knew he was in trouble. And, you know, I learned some hard lessons. There's some people that can do some things and some can do other things. But sometimes, unless you've got a certain type of personality, every job is not for you.
Yeah.
There's just some things that are and some are not.
Yeah. Well, I think we all have our thing that we're, like, I always wanted to be in a band, you know, sing and play guitar and all
that.
Wow. Oh, I'm a terrible singer. I cannot carry a note to save my life. So that just wasn't going to work.
That was your goal.
Yeah.
That was a dream of yours.
It was never going to happen.
Well, that would have been bad unless you went and took music lessons and, you know, do you play instruments?
Yes, but not very well.
So, oh, my gosh.
Everything worked against
me. Not very well. Oh, Lord. You didn't take a band or anything in high school?
I tried, but they kicked me out.
No.
Asked me not to come back.
Well, you're kind of like Barney Fife, you know? You remember that? Oh, Barney was always wanting to sing. He wanted to do all this. And they were trying to get him not to be in choir.
Yes.
But he wanted to be, and they thought he could sing, and they're all just cringing.
Boy.
They're going, this guy cannot sing. He can't carry a note.
Do you remember the episode where they were doing some performance, and he was going to do a solo, and they told him not to sing, and then they finally got him to, like, almost, like, barely whisper into the microphone, and the other guy who was actually going to sing the solo went backstage to the microphone? Do you remember that
I've
episode?
I've never forgotten that, yes. The guy was behind the curtain and sang the whole solo, and old Barney thought that he was doing it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny things in life, isn't there?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they don't make TV like that anymore. Wow.
No, they don't.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they had a lot of episodes that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we do all have our thing. It's just unfortunately.
Yeah, everybody has their thing and things they can do and not do.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Did you ever want to do something different? Like, I don't know, anything else? Or was this always?
I don't know. I think I've just always done this. I mean, I can't think of anything else that I was ever suited for. You know, there's a lot of things I'm not suited for. But it seems like this was always what I was suited for.
So you find
I did a lot of experiments. Tried things different ways. I remember years ago, we did seminars all over Texas. And I had done several in Midland. And we just didn't have a base out there. We didn't have a strong following in Midland, Texas. And I told my office, I said, I'm going to go back out to Midland, and I'm going to do a seminar. And if this is not successful, I said, we're not going to do any more out there. I said, we'll just mark that one off, because we had a lot of clients in Amarillo, Lubbock, Temple, I mean, everywhere, but not in Midland, Texas. So I set the seminar up, went out, and people flooded me, absolutely flooded me. We did more business than I had done in 6 months.
Wow.
In 1 week.
And it was right on the verge where you were about to pack it in.
I was going to pack it in because I said, I just don't believe people in Midland are going to do anything. I don't think they're going to do annuities. I don't think they're going to invest. I mean, I was kind of down about it. I just figured it was a lost cause. And that week alone, people invested $1 million.
Wow. Boy, that's fate
stepping in. In one week.
Jeez.
And fate stepped in. It made us successful out there. We opened an office there, and that was at least 10 years ago.
Wow. And you still remember that story.
Yeah, I've never forgotten it because I was going to give it up. I'm not successful here. It's not going to work. I need to just give up. And I was going to do one last deal before I gave up.
And
it worked.
Wow.
Everything gelled. The people welcomed us. And so I put in an office. We've been there ever since.
And you've never looked back.
And so grew and grew and grew.
You used to go around to like places and like set up a thing and like do like presentations and stuff for people like
yes,
in person?
Absolutely. Yes. We would give a luncheon. We would spend the money for a lunch for all these people. I would give a presentation, a video. I would do a video, all this. And usually I'd do it in front of 50 or 100 people.
Oh, wow. That many people would show up. Neat.
Oh, yes. I mean, and lots of times we would have a lunch and a dinner if we were overrun. But people would make appointments, come for lunch. I don't even know how many people came that day. But almost everybody signed up.
Wow.
I mean, it was a tremendous deal. And I was, you know, in shock. Because at times before, they hadn't. And I just said, well, you know, it probably isn't going to work. But I'll give it one last chance.
How long did you do that for?
I did. Oh, years. Years.
Really? And then just at the last second, all of a sudden. Because, I mean, 50 or 100 people at a presentation like that, that's a pretty good crowd.
It was a good crowd. And we always had good crowds at all the places we did seminars. And we did seminars. I don't remember where the first seminars were. I know we did a lot in Temple and Waco. We had a lot of clients down there. And a lot of people would recommend us there. We have a lot of clients in Amarillo that are still clients from way back then.
Wow.
They've been clients
really?
That long. Yes. And I can't even tell you all the towns that I've done, but I've done every little town in the world.
How often would you do a seminar?
At least once a month.
Wow. So there was a lot of travel, a lot of setup, a lot of cost, a lot of expenses.
Oh, yeah, a lot of cost involved. Like your setup, we sent all these mail outs, and they would respond to the mail outs. We'd send them cards and said, you know, call if you want to reserve a space. And all these people would call in. They would reserve a space for lunch. And it was tremendous everywhere we went. And then Midland was the last place that I thought we would ever do business. I thought, well, you know, there's just something wrong here. You know, I didn't know what it was. And so then it worked. And but we'd had an office in Dallas since 2002, I believe.
Oh, wow.
When we started there. Yeah. So, you know, we had a main base. We had a place where, you know, people called in, made reservations with our people, all this.
Wow.
So it was big business.
Boy, have things changed.
things changed. I haven't done a seminar in 10 years.
Wow. Now you're on the radio and on the internet. And you're all over
that's
the place.
That's right, everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We manage a tremendous amount of business now. So, and it all goes back to never giving up.
Yeah.
You know, having faith that you can do this. And always give it that last chance to make it work.
And then I'm sure probably through the process, probably what you were doing when you first started was probably a little bit different. I know, like, you know, recently we've talked about, you know, advancements in LEs and advancements in, you know, data and metrics and the scientists and doctors and people who look at, you know, the policies. So, you know, even the processes and all that have changed. And, you know, now you're, you know, not only improving on that, but, you know, you got the new system that is coming on board and that you've been training with for like what seems like forever. And so
it does seem like forever.
It's always evolving. And
yes, if you can't sit still in life.
Yeah.
If you sit still, you're not going to grow. You're not going to accomplish anything because you've got to make things better every day. I mean, you've got to work toward this. And like our business, when we started, we were just learning other than annuities. We'd known how to do annuities all of our life, you know, since I was 20 years old. But the other, we didn't. And when we started doing the life settlements, it was new. The process was new. How it works was new. And, you know, the companies we started doing business with, we found out those were not good companies. Don't do business with them. And so we had to learn. And we've learned over the years. Now we've got good providers. We've got solid policies. The policies we're buying are a lot better than what we originally started out with. The LEs are shorter. They're just better policies. And I think also the people that were buying their policies, I think that they're sicker. The LEs that we get are right. They're dying on time. So everything is improved and everything evolves. You know, if it doesn't, you're not doing any good if you're not improving as you go.
Have you always done these types of policies? I know you've got some, or you had some older policies that weren't, you know, quite, how do I say, the best? So
they were not good. Let's just put it that way. You know, you've heard of buying a pig and a poke.
Yeah.
When we first started, these people convinced us these are good policies, but they weren't. They were old people, bless their hearts, and they're going to outlive us all. And we learned the hard way about that, and we're almost out of that. It's taken a long time, but I think we've got one policy left. But policies are coming in on time now. As I said, the people that are giving us the LEs are doing a better job. And this one company, they have actual real scientists, and they're right 96% of the time, which is good for us.
Wow, that's a big percentage. Those are great numbers.
It is, and we're asking for a Lapidus. Their company's called Lapidus. We're requesting a Lapidus every time we get the chance. We're saying, okay, it requires two LEs. Let's get a Lapidus on it. And the state of Florida says they're right 96% of the time.
Wow.
So that's why we always are trying to get one of their reports if we can. And the ones that we're going back on now that have gone over, we're asking for a Lapidus on it. We're not asking for anything else. We're saying, okay, get us a Lapidus on that.
Wow. So you're going right to the best.
Good. Yes, we are. And it took us a long time to get to them. But we do have them on board now. We can request it, and as I said, they're right most of the time, and I can already see a lot of them that, you know, that have come due. So I like their reports. They're very precise, and they go back and give you all the data. Let's say it's colon cancer. They'll go back and tell you how many people are dying from colon cancer, how many years they're living, what the percentage is, why they're dying, the whole deal. So it's very scientific, and so it's a better LE than what we've had available in the past.
Wow, so they pull in, like, overall metrics and data as well, not just each individual
one. Yes, they'll go through the whole thing. And lots of times we'll have a rare cancer, and they know all about it. They know what the percentages are. They know how many people have been in blind studies on it. They can tell you so much more than other companies. So it's really a blessing to have them. So we are using them. That is good. Right now, I think we're managing 106 million.
Wow.
In client money. Yes.
Really?
So that, yeah. So that's, you know, a substantial amount.
Jeez.
And then, you know, we have Nevada Trust that we've had from the start. Nevada Trust has been the trustee on everything we do since we started. And we also had Bank of Utah. Bank of Utah's fees just kept going up and up and up. And so, as you know, last summer, we started moving all the money, all the policies from Bank of Utah over to Nevada Trust. So now everything is at one place. Nevada Trust is managing everything now. Now, we had three or four people that didn't make the move. And they're fixing to find out how bad it is when you stay with them, because their fees was $350 per account. It's going to go to $750.
Whoa.
So they're fixing to catch a headwind. But, you know, sometimes people are hard-headed, and they don't want to do something when you say, you know, they think this would be a good idea for you to move your account, and they didn't do it. So they're on their own over there,
yeah.
You know? When that $750 hits them, I think they're going to wake up.
Yeah, that'll be a hit in the face. Wow.
That's right. It would wake me up pretty hard. But people are stubborn sometimes, and they just didn't do it. And the rest of them did. We moved all the other accounts. It took us two or three months to do it,
yeah.
Which was hard because it took so long. But we got everything moved, got the money accounted for, their policies accounted for, and got them online with Nevada Trust. And Nevada Trust said, we will not charge you for these extra accounts for 1 year. And that was really great of them, because it was a lot of work doing it. And I can't believe that they gave us that year on new accounts.
I know it. That's amazing.
But they are an amazing company. They've always been very gracious to us. And, you know, we can call them, and my clients can call them at any time and ask them any question, and they'll tell you. You know, they're great to work with, and they do a good job as our trustee. Remember, they're responsible for a lot of things on our policies. They make sure the premiums are paid. When people pass away, they get the certified death certificate. They send all the papers in to the carrier, and then they send the check direct to them, and then we send them a spreadsheet and tell them who gets what, how much money. If there's interest paid on the account, we tell them how to divide that up, and then they put all that in our clients' accounts.
Wow.
So they have a big responsibility, and they do a good job of it.
This is really a well-oiled machine, just from top to bottom, all the processes and everything.
Yes, I think so. And it's gotten better. It gets better all the time. As I said, we have a lot of people that are getting interest every year because they're having so many policies mature. We've got some that are slower, but they're coming in. So I think we're at a great place. And then the new deal with Oracle, we're almost finished with it. A lot of that is going online this week. We're going to see how it works. Our premiums that are fixed to go out on policies that went over, that's all going to be on our Oracle system. So we're going to see how that works out.
Oh, wow.
Instead of taking 2 weeks to send out premium notices, we're going to do it all in one day.
Wow. That's a big,
so,
that's a big improvement.
That's a biggie. Whew. It's going to be a big improvement. Also, on the Oracle system, we'll be able to tell you how many people have got which kind of cancer, how many have paid off, which ones pay off the quickest, what we have the most of. So it's, you know, it's a great system. It's just taken over a year to get it online, because they had so many learning sessions. Every week we've had like three or four 2-hour sessions that our people have had to go to learn how to do this.
I'm just blown away at not only the improvement, but the amount of training and education that's had to be done. Even, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you probably have a good idea roughly how much time has been spent learning, but I would imagine it's probably at least a good 40-hour week just on this alone if you add it all up and put it in one, maybe even more. It's just been tremendous.
Well, and then we look at all the policies we've done since February, and you know, we've been trying to get all those contracts out, and we're now doing DocuSign on contracts.
Cool.
Can you believe this?
Wow.
And everybody's doing DocuSign. I didn't know if they'd do it. I said, I don't know if the people will do DocuSign. They're used to coming to the office, signing it in person. But everybody but one person so far has done DocuSign.
Really? Cool.
We had one man that said, no, I want to come over to the office and sign my contract.
Well, that's
which
nice.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. And we love to see them, and they love to come. They like to talk to Claudia, as you know. Everybody loves Claudia. So we were doing that, and we're still behind on contracts. We did 33 contracts the first of the week. So we're still behind. But we're getting them out. Everybody, don't panic. We're going to get your contracts to you. And when we get to that one that we did for the $5 million, I think there's 40 people in that.
Good
so
Lord.
We've got 40 contracts to do on that one case.
Wow.
On Bidner, yes, it's, I think there's 40 people in that.
So how are we on policies?
Well, we've got 10 bids out. And it looks like we're going to get part of them. We're not going to get all of them. But a lot of them are really great policies. They're short term. I think some of them are 18 months. I think maybe even shorter. And then we've got one that's 24 months. And the premiums are great. Some of the premiums are like 0.25%. I think we've only got one that's 2 point something. But the rest of them are very, very short. And also, as you know, when we get a group policy, if it's a government policy, there is no premium. And every once in a while, we'll get a group policy that has no premium whatsoever. And that's really great. And then we've got one that we bid on that has premium for 2 years. And then the cash value will take care of it the rest of the way.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And they're good policies. And we have bid on a pancreatic cancer one again.
Oh, wow.
But we don't know if we'll get it. And the premium is a little high on it. And usually the premium, as you know, what we've been buying is very, very cheap. So we don't know if we'll be able to get that one. There may be too many headwinds on it. But we are going to bid it because it is pancreatic cancer. And we don't get one of those but once every 6 or 8 months, as you know.
Yeah.
And we all know that they come in early, but we just don't know if we'll get it. But I think we'll have a lot of policies starting Monday and Tuesday to sign people up to get their money invested. Also, the Campbell policy should be here any time. Campbell policy is $3
million.
Oh, wow. So we're waiting cool. on it. It's at the carrier, been at the carrier. This will be the third week. So they should have a check to us this week.
Great. That's great news.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think that's the last big policy that hasn't come in yet.
Wow. So things are cooking right now.
They are. We've got a lot of good things happening. A lot of new people coming in, investing with us. And we've done a lot of annuities in the last month. More annuities than we've done in a long time. But, you know, they've been offering that bonus, that 9% bonus, every year that you put money in. So that they're still offering that. I think that's maybe another 2 or 3 weeks out. And then we got another deal from them this week, another different deal on another policy that looks real good. As you know, with annuities, after the first year, you can start taking 10% a year out if you need to, or you can wait. And what they're offering now is if you don't take anything for 8 years, it will increase by another 9% a year.
Really?
So, in other words, you can take 19% a year out starting on the 8th year if you do that policy. And that's a great idea.
Now, that's different than the other thing, right?
Yes, it is completely different. It's a different policy. So, in other words, if you're 50 years old or 60 years old, and you sign up for annuity, you don't have any intention of taking any money out for 10 or 15 years, probably, unless you have an emergency. So if you wait that 8 years to take it, instead of taking 10% a year out, you can take another 9% a year out. So that would be tremendous. You can take 19% a year out, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
To take out per year. So we've got so many great ideas right now with annuities. Remember, annuities is compound interest. You don't pay any taxes till you start taking it out. There's no taxes when you die. It's a separate part of your estate. So there's so many good things about annuities. The other thing is there's about 14 choices on annuities. And it's never directly in the stock market. It just mirrors the stock market. If the stock market goes down, this does not go down. It never goes down, never goes backwards on you. Your principal's always safe. If you make money that year, at the end of the year, they lock it in. Your interest is locked in once a year, unless you do a two-year strategy. Then it's locked in 2 years. So you have more choices in this than you would ever have anywhere else, and it's safe. And so many people qualify for annuities. Everybody should have some annuities.
With the attention that we've given annuities and all the deals that have been going on lately, is there a renewed interest in annuities? Or
yes, there has been a renewed interest in annuities. A lot of people that did not have annuities have done some annuities in the last month. I said, we did more annuities this last month than we've done in a long time.
Yeah.
And everybody had a different reason for them, different ages. Some people that had annuities with us years ago and the annuities had ran out, they put new money in annuities, called me up, said, Faye, we'd like to do an annuity with you again. And these were large annuities. So these were people that were in business, that had large sums that they needed to invest. They didn't want to do CDs, and they certainly weren't going to go into the market. I have a lot of people right now that have gotten out of the market. They've lost too much money. And, it amazes me that people have stayed till they lost this kind of money.
Yeah.
Before they sold to Uncle and got out. But a lot of people have gotten out of the market. They have no intention of ever going back. And then I've got a lot of people that had real estate. They've sold some real estate. A lot of people are getting ready to retire. They've sold their business, and they've brought us that money. So our annuity money has come from every source in the world, different types of people that want to do annuities because they're safe, they're steady, and you can't lose any money with an annuity. These are not variable annuities. That's why there's no mutual funds in them, no. These are fixed index annuities, and they are great. They're growing. The companies that we use are very innovative. They're working all the time on their annuities, improving them. And I can remember when we started out with annuities years ago. The first things they had was fixed annuities. And you could get so much a year on your annuity, like 5%, 4%, 6%. That was it. You didn't have a chance to make any extra money. Then they invented index annuities where that people could make more, where they had a chance to lock in a better rate. So annuities have come a long way. And the companies that do annuities are the biggest and the brightest. And they're always coming up with new ideas, things to make the clients more money. So I love annuities. And people that cannot qualify for a life settlement, they should do annuities. And people that are sitting on the sidelines, an annuity might be a good thing right now because you're sitting there with several hundred thousand dollars and not doing anything. So it might be a good idea to have some annuities while you're waiting on these policies to mature or to turn things around.
Yeah, you've got some, you kind of mentioned in the last couple of weeks that you've got some people that are I don't know how to say this, that used to do a lot of life settlements maybe, and they've kind of like pulled back for whatever reason. And so now they've just got cash sitting there. If they don't want to get back into life settlements for whatever reason, then maybe an annuity might be a good way to go. That it takes very little effort, that very little engagement. It's not like an active thing where you have to constantly do stuff, right?
That's right. And what I love about annuities is you sit there, and once a year you look at it, see what it made, what you're in, what you need to change. Other than that, you don't have to do a thing. Annuities take care of themselves. You don't have to watch it every day. You don't have to get it at midnight to see if you lost any money. And that's what I love about it. And especially for anybody that's getting ready to retire, annuity is a great thing. You just set, you fix it, and every year you look at it, you decide if you want to take money out or if you want to leave it in. And you know what you made at the end of every year because it's locked in. And as I said, there's so many good things about annuities. The other thing is, if you think you're going to, your money might be tied up when you die, if you've got some annuities, they can get money in 7 days. Mm. You know, they can cash that annuity in real fast and get some cash in the house.
That's quick.
And yeah, it is quick. And the other thing is, if they have a large life insurance policy, they might need that to cover estate taxes. We don't know. It depends what they're worth when they die. Hmm. Everything is conditioned on that. So annuities are great. Life settlements, of course, is the main thing we do because life settlements work. People are making 18%, 24%, 30% on their life settlements. And a life settlement, again, is with a life insurance company. That's why it's safe. It's backed by a life insurance company. And you know how big these are. And we only do one B-rated company. The rest are A-rated and above. So they're worth $1 jillion. The other day, we were bidding on a policy, and it was this life insurance company we'd never heard of. And I said, okay, caution. Let's check it out. We started checking and checking. We couldn't find anything out about it. And then we found out how big they really, really were. And yet, they had no name recognition, never heard of them. And they had just bought Allstate and three or four other big life companies.
Oh, wow.
If they can buy Allstate, they're so big, we don't have to worry about this deal.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they had bought several huge, huge companies. But nobody recognized them. So somebody had obviously formed this company, a holding company, to buy all these other life companies. And, of course, they were A-plus rated because they're worth billions and billions, you know. But it was a company we'd never heard of, so we were proceeding with caution to see who they were. And when we got to the bottom and saw all the life companies they bought, we said, we don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good on this, so we don't have to worry about it. So that was very interesting. But we always make sure that it's a reputable company, that they can pay their claims. And as you know, life companies are audited twice a year. State and national audits happen to them. And they have to put up reserves on everything they do. Because remember, they write life insurance policies and they write annuities. And so they have to be ready to pay off. So if somebody dies, they've got to have the money in the bank. Because like the other day, when we sent that claim in for $3 million, that's nothing to them. $3 million claim is like a $3,000 one. They have the money. It's set aside. And they have no trouble paying their claims. You know, we've turned in claims for $20 million, $5 million, and they pay it the same way. And sometimes some little podunk deal, we'll send in a small claim, and they just sit there on it. And we call them, oh, yes, we're going to get that out this week. And you have to remind them sometimes, it's a small claim, but we would like to have our money. And they'll get that check out once you make that call.
They're usually the people in New Jersey.
It's New Jersey. And I'm telling you, it really is New Jersey. That reminds me. I saw a license plate this week from Massachusetts.
Really?
They're going to invade us. They're invading us.
Oh, no.
They're coming to Texas. Oh, my gosh, what a deal.
Maybe they were just passing through.
I hope so. I hope they were on vacation, right?
Yeah, right. Wow.
They were just on vacation and drove down the road.
Oh, my goodness. That's something you don't see every day. Wow.
No, you don't. And it shocked us.
Yeah.
Harvard.
I know. It's like, you see some, you see like New Mexico, and you know, we see other tags, from all over the place, pretty common. But then when you see one that you don't see, that stands out. I'm sure if someone from Delaware or Maine was to drive through, it'd be like, whoa, we don't see that very often.
We would be looking at them pretty hard. Yeah. Say, what are you doing down here in Texas?
Wow, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I don't even know what a Massachusetts tag actually looks like either.
I don't even remember what it looked like,
I couldn't pick one out of a lineup if I had to. Wow. Okay, so every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
It's about a man that is a great philanthropist, a very smart gentleman. His name is Jim McInvale. He's known as Mattress Mac.
Oh.
He's a great American businessman. He owns a gallery furniture chain in Houston, Texas. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He went to Bishop Lynn High School. He attended North Texas State University. He played football. Wasn't very good at anything. And so he dropped out of college. And, this kid, here he is, dropped out of college. Doesn't have a way to make a living, and he ends up at a convenience store making $3 an hour. Now, that's how bad it was. And so he didn't have much of a future. And he was just kind of sitting on his haunches, feeling sorry for himself, and he was bored. And evangelist Oral Roberts was on that morning, and Oral Roberts said, "Get up, go to work, and make something of yourself." And he said, that got me up. He said, I thought, that guy's right. Here I am just sitting around, don't have any goals. And so Monday morning, he went and got a job at a Dallas furniture store. It was 40 miles from his parents' home. Had no car. He rode the bus 2 hours both ways every day. He worked for 18 months, learned how to sell furniture. So then at age 32, he said, I want to start a furniture store. So he called his real estate brother, George, in Houston, and he said, can you find me a place to open a store? And he said, okay. So he found him an abandoned, unheated, unair-conditioned model home park building. So they started out with this, and there was a boom. Auto, oil, steel, people were moving to Houston. So he was doing pretty good. And he was selling furniture. He was purchasing more. And then all of a sudden, everything went down. It was looking bad. And his ads were on the back of telephone poles. That's how bad it was. He would nail these ads up on telephone poles and do it door-to-door flyers. And he was down to his last $10,000. It's all they had in the world. And he said, I'm going to do a TV ad. And he heard these people on the ad, and they were so bad. He said, this is terrible. And time was running out. He was desperate. And he decided to take over advertising himself. And he shouted his famous line, gallery furniture will save you money. That was his whole deal. And he did the ad and showed all this money in the air and said, you come do business with us and you're going to get money back. So he was thinking big. And he said, you know, I can make this work. He does have a volatile temper. Everybody knows that in Houston, Texas. But then he said, you know, late to bed and early to rise, work like hell and advertise. Now, he gives his employees 3 free meals a day. But you have to eat while you're working. You can't go sit down in the lunchroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's part of his deal. So anyway, he's done a lot for Houston, Texas, probably more than anybody. He was man of the year in Houston. Tens of thousands of people can tell you all the things he's done. At Christmas, 30 needy families, they received all kinds of furniture. He does the livestock show and gives that money toward college scholarships. The city of Houston, when they were trying to get the Summer Olympics, he used his own money, went to Atlanta, propositioned him. He donated to the Bush-Clinton Tsunami Relief Fund, and he committed in 2009 to providing furniture to our USO centers around the world.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yes, and he's a member of the Mobile Strike Unit and the USA for Patients in Houston. That's one of his special projects. But he's done so much things. And in 1992, there was 20,000 homeless Houstons. He gave them 3 tons of turkey, 1,000 pounds of dressing, 600 pounds of gravy, and 11,000 pounds of side orders.
Wow.
All because of him. He's done so much. But he's a gambler. He's a big gambler. Now, when Hurricane Harvey came, he opened up his furniture stores, put the people in his stores, fed them, took care of them. He's done this several times. Every time we had a hurricane, if you remember those 3 hurricanes, he took people in off the street and helped them every time. So he's done an awful lot. And then I think it was 92, he produced a movie, and it was called Sidekick, starring Chuck Norris. And in return, Norris started advertising for him, doing ads for him. And then during the World Series, Game 3 at Citizens Park, he brought up the Astro sign. And there was accusations of second baseman stealing the scandal. And he said, this is not right. And he got upset. And then come along in 2022, this is what made him famous. He placed a $4.5 million wager on the Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl. As you know, they did. Yeah. He was awarded $75 million in sports betting payouts, if you remember. Oh, my gosh. And that's what really made him famous. Can you imagine gambling $12 million on something like that?
No, I can't. Especially Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then he did all these things where he told the people if he won, he said the Houston Astros, he said, are going to win 63 games. They won 70. And to promote it, he gave back more than $4 million to the customers. And this year, he refunded $8 million after he predicted the Denver Broncos would win. So every time he's won, he's given all these people that financed this furniture, he gave them back the money.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. He gave $4 million once. He gave $8 million again. This guy is really special. I mean, he's a hard old boy, but it's amazing what all he's done. And what's really funny is he's a lifelong Republican. And he was coming along. He was just betting on all these Republicans. You know, he did a full-page ad for the Tea Party. He was a guest speaker at all this. And during the mayor's race in 2015, he endorsed Bill King over Sylvester Turner. And then Turner won the election. Then he came down here, and he was this other guy. Culberson, U.S. Representative John Culberson. He appeared in a lot of commercials for him. He was a Republican, and he lost to Lizzie Fletcher. So after all these Republicans, he said, heck, I might as well endorse the Democrats. I can't get a Republican elected. So everybody he bet on, the other guy won. And, so it's pretty funny. But this guy has given so much to his community. He'll go down in history, not only Man of the Year, but the things he's done for his town is just blows me away. You know, that he started with $10,000, put it, all of it in a commercial that he didn't think was even going to work, and then he went in and did the commercial himself, and the rest is history. This guy is so smart. He's given so many millions away. And every time we've had a hurricane, he took the people in, put them in his stores, fed them, took care of them. And then when the people of Louisiana were really hurting on that one hurricane, he drove all these people and food and blankets and shelter stuff to Louisiana to help people out. So this guy has really done an awful lot of good, even though he's a braggart and, you know, pretty rough around the edges.
You know, that's kind of what we were talking about. It's like, clearly, he found what he was supposed to do. That was his thing. Kind of like, you know, we were talking about at the beginning of the show. It's just like, had he not gone to work at the furniture store, learned everything about it, and then created this gigantic empire, we wouldn't be talking about any of this. The people wouldn't, you know, all the people that he's fed, the people he's given back to, none of it would have happened.
That's right. And he was the kind of guy that recognized that he needed to do something. He didn't just say, you know, I need to take those millions, put it in my pocket for myself, and not help anybody. But that's not what he did. He started helping people. Every time he did something great, he helped somebody else.
Yeah. Well, not many people would do that. You know, like you say, most people would, you know, if they made their fortune, they would have kept it all, bought yachts, things they didn't need, things they didn't even know existed. But it's great to see somebody making money, you know, giving back and paying forward. That's really, really cool.
I think he's really a cool guy. You know, his wife, when they left Dallas, she was his girlfriend. They hadn't even gotten married years ago. And she said, he said, would you go with me to Houston to start this furniture deal? She said, I will if you'll marry me. So, you know, that's just the way it was. And, you know, she's been right by his side all these years. And it amazes me that he still goes to the store. He still works. He's wealthy enough. He could have somebody else doing it, but he's doing it himself. He actually shows up every day at the store and works, which he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And then he, as you and I both said, he gives back so much to the community. And every time he's made money on these bets, he's taken $4 million or $8 million off people's accounts and really helped them. And then he helps the homeless. He helps everybody. And I know Houston's really proud to have him, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so many people would, you know, if they're doing well or, you know, they win a big bet, you know, they're going to go out and celebrate and blow all the money on something that nobody ever needs. And just the fact that his brain even goes to the fact that, you know, hey, let's give back. Let's do something. Let's help some people. Let's, you know, take this. We have this unexpected source of money. Let's do something good with it. You know, people have a choice. They can do something good or they can do something not good. And so it's great to hear stories like that.
And a lot of people just keep the money for themselves. And you know, every year we hear about these politicians when it comes to giving. I remember years ago, one of the politicians, they asked him how much he gave that year. And when he did his taxes, he'd given $300.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's very wealthy. I won't even call his name, but it made the papers because, you know, you think that these politicians, when they're very wealthy, oh, my gosh, they have a giving program. They're doing all this. A lot of them don't give anything. It's amazing to me.
It is.
You know, they don't have a charity. They don't have a favorite cause that they're giving to it. They're causes themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed by this old boy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's some people that get certain awards and accolades and things like that don't deserve it. He really does deserve Person of the Year. I mean, this should be an inspiration to just about everybody, no matter what you do or
it
where
really
you
should.
Are. Yeah. I mean, what a great character. Wow. Man.
Oh, and that reminds me. I had several complaints about our show last week, that there was 3 ads in the middle of our show.
Good.
And I don't know how that happened, but I do apologize for it. I'm going to try to get that straightened out and find out how in the world we could have 3 ads in the middle of our show. I don't know how it happened, but I do apologize about it. I'm going to try to get that straightened out. Find out why.
You will. You are the straightener outer. That's what people say on the street.
I am the straightener outer. I know there's 1 or 2 ways to do it. And you know, we're on at 2 different radio stations. We're on at 8 o'clock and we're on at 10 o'clock.
Mm, yeah.
Have I ever mentioned that we are on 2 stations?
I don't know that you actually have. I don't know.
Well, I just thought I'd mention that.
And the internet. Don't forget the internet.
Oh, yes, and we're on the internet.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways to listen.
Yeah.
You can go on internet, you can do that, or you can do it,
People can stream.
The other way, listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Yes, you can stream it.
Pull up archive shows.
How about that? You can go back and listen to all the archive shows. I have a lot of people that do that. If you're out of town, go back and listen to the archives.
Yeah.
You can do that really easy.
Cool.
Just go and hit that little button there, and it'll do it.
it's like technological magic.
That's right. Can you imagine how far we've come?
Oh, I know it.
We have come a lot of way technology wise.
Yeah, it's a long way from doing seminars and setting up stuff.
That's right. Sure. We have come a long way.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right, before we run out of time, I know we always like to go down the risks of a life settlement. So what is the biggest?
The biggest risk is it could go over. You need to know that. It shouldn't be a great burden on you. If it goes over, you do have to pay premiums. Hopefully the premiums will be small that you won't notice it. But it is a risk. That's the biggest risk in this whole program. It's not the risk of losing your principal. It's just the risk of having to pay premiums. So that's why you must be accredited. And to be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your home. That is the 2 requirements. That's a government requirement. It's not our requirement. And then the other risk is it is not liquid until they pass away.
Okay.
So you need to know that.
Any risks with annuities?
I don't know of really a risk with an annuity. Annuity, I think, is the most sound thing in the world. Your principal is always safe. Your interest is locked in once a year. So I don't think there's a problem there. And it never goes down. It cannot go down in value. I think that's the greatest thing. With most investments, the risk is you losing money and it being worth less than you started. It will never be worth less than you started because the principal is always safe.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to be less.
You can't say that with the stock market, for sure.
I cannot say that about the stock market. It's up, it's down, it's sideways. a lot of people have lost a tremendous amount of money. They were in some of the mutual funds that went under. They've been in some of these other investments that you're not going to get their money back. That STX deal is still pending. I don't know how much people will get back on that.
But
a lot of people were in it. Everybody just thought it was a wonderful deal. But I've seen several of those wonderful deals lately, and they're not going to pay off.
Yeah, and that's a shame, too. So if people are looking for something a little bit more conservative where you can protect your principal, either way, life settlements or annuities, way to go. I assume you have some availability to talk to people this coming week.
That's right. I will be available I will talk to them on the phone. I will explain how it works. I will tell them everything they need to know. Then they can come over, make an appointment, and we will get them started. Everybody always says that. We don't cover that a lot. How long does it take to get started? Not long at all. If you get signed up and you give a check, it's almost immediately. If we have to transfer money, it may take 2 weeks.
That's nothing. So it is a pretty quick process. So,
right. Yes, it is.
For one last time, for people to call, make an appointment, come talk to you, get started, get some information, what is your phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.